Moving on to the halachas pertaining to Seder night itself. So we know that Pesach night, of all nights, especially throughout the entire year, is full of all sorts of esoteric concepts, things that are very lofty, intentions, ramazim, things that are all sorts of things that go on throughout the Seder. But it's important not to forget there are a lot of basic halachas and simple pshat concepts of things that we perform throughout the Seder, and just to go through a number of them step by step. So first and foremost, when you come to the Seder, on the table, we all know you have three matzahs. So you ask any kid, why do we have three matzahs? And the first response always is, Kain Levi Yisrael. Now, that actually originates from a Zohar, and there definitely is a concept of Kain Levi Yisrael, which is meant to signify the shleimus of Klal Yisrael being taken all together. But the basic idea of matzahs actually doesn't start with that, and there is such a concept, but the basic reason why we have three matzahs on the Kaara is a very simple halakha concept, and that is, when it comes to Pesach night, we have a mitzvah to eat matzah, besides the mitzvah of the Suda, which we eat there in Shulchan Aruch, is a mitzvah to have a chilas matzah. And that mitzvah is performed with a piece of matzah. Now, how do we eat that matzah? So we know there's something called lechem ani, a bread of affliction, bread of someone who is poor, someone who doesn't really have very rich. And the way to signify that is to have something which is a piece of bread, not a full entire loaf of bread, but a broken piece, a shard of matzah in this case. That being the case, when it comes to achilas matzah, one is supposed to have a shard. Now, what happens is as follows. You come to the Seder, and you're washing for eating a piece of matzah. You're washing to eat matzah, which will be the beginning of your suda. At the same time, you're washing to eat matzah because you will be eating matzah for achilas matzah. Now, what do you do? If you go ahead and you eat just this shard of matzah, and let's say you hold one other matzah with it at the same time, there's a concept of lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah applies to Shabbos. Lechem mishnah applies to Yom Tov. We always have lechem mishnah. Generally, for the concept of lechem mishnah, one has to have two complete loaves. Right? Otherwise, one is not fulfilled. Basically, there's a chasar, there's a lack, there's a detriment in the fulfillment of lechem mishnah. So what do? If you hold the one full one and this shard of matzah, so you don't have two complete matzahs. So some of those Rishonim who say, well, look, Pesach night, there's a special significance to this shard. That being the case, even though normally the significant be a matzah, be a challah during the year, a significant piece would be a shalim, unless that lacks significance. But Pesach night, this is significance, and therefore that's fine and dandy. You have one shalim and one piece of matzah, and that's enough. However, many Rishonim hold to the contrary, that you still need lechem mishnah, and with this piece of matzah, you have not fulfilled lechem mishnah. So what do? We take this broken piece, and in addition, we take lechem mishnah. So you're going to have three matzahs, two for lechem mishnah, and one simply for having your achilas matzah on a piece of matzah as well. When it comes to magid, we say magid, halach man, you say magid with a piece of matzah, so you need to have this piece. You need to have this piece to say magid on this piece of matzah, refer to this piece of matzah when you're saying magid. That being the case, again, for lechem mishnah, you'll need two, and you'll need this shard. Altogether, you're going to have at least three. There actually are some in Haggim in various different places where they have many more than three, but the basic concept is three, purely for halachic reasons. Now, that being the case, aside from that, the Ramah does bring down one other concept besides the halacha, why it's important to have three. He's actually referring to how one should use the volume one should use in making the three matzahs, but the Ramah says that the three matzahs allude directly to lachmei taida. What does that mean? That means that someone brings a carbon taida to the base of Mikdash, the way to bring this, besides the animal that he's bringing for a carbon, he also brings 40 matzahs and chalis to the base of Mikdash. Now, what happens is, of these 40, 10 are made out of chametz, and 30 are made out of matzah. Of these 40, one-tenth of these four batches of 10, one type of challah, and three different types of matzah. One out of each of these 10 go to the kohen, so we can't have the chametz on Pesach, but the one-tenth, representing the one-tenth of each of the three types of matzah, we have three matzahs on our ka'ara. But the Ramah leaves it off at that. We're trying to allude to the lach meitaida, but it needs a little bit of a pshat. Why are we referring to the lach meitaida? Where does the carbon taida come into Pesach night? And to that, just in brief, because I had to point out, if you look at the entire concept of the Pesach Seder, there's a foundation. The entire story of Tzitzit Mitzrayim is founded on the concept of the Karzat Taiv, an overwhelming gratitude to Kosh Baruch Hu for who we are today and how we got here. If you look, the core part of the Magid revolves around four psukim. The four psukim that relate the story of Tzitzit Mitzrayim. And if you look at it, it's pretty fascinating. The psukim that we pick, you would think naturally be in Parshas V'Shalach. Parshas V'Shalach details how they came out of Mitzrayim. They went to the Yams of the Urim Bay. Now the parashas of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and yet that's not the parashah that we talk about at all. The psukim we take are coming much later by Minchas Bikurim, when someone brings Bikurim to the base of Mikdash, and he says over his gratitude for being given land in Eretz Yisrael, and he recounts the entire story how he came to Eretz Yisrael. That parashah of Bikurim is the basis of what we use for Magid. Now why is that? Why don't we talk about the parashah of Mishalach? And the answer is, we're not here to recount history. We're not here to say over facts. We're talking over to express our own Akar Zatayv. The night of Pesach is the foundation, the basis for all the things we're going to talk about is our gratitude. And that being the case, the same way the whole night revolves around the Akar Zatayv, it's the most appropriate to go ahead and have a Zecher, Lach Mei Taida, which one is the expression one should be bringing when one has the Akar Zatayv. Specifically, the Rishonim point out, for getting out of jail, one brings the carbon Taida in a literal sense. Besides for getting out of jail, the entire Akar Zatayv for getting out of Mitzrayim and for who we are today, for Klai Yisrael being an Amen Ivcha.